KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're at the Plano Center for Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Noritz America and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have community quick hits coming up here in just a bit. Then after that, we'll take a look at a couple of NBA developments, which warrant a bit of commentary. But right now, one thing we do have at our lodging scene in Georgia is a pretty reasonable cable scene. A pretty widespread and multifaceted cable scene. Which, we always had that in Port Charlotte, too. It seems to be kind of unique to this part of the world. So the other night, this was Saturday night, the day we got here. I'm in the room and we're waiting to go somewhere. And I'm flipping around the cable and I wind up on the PBS outlet in this part of the world. And I start watching it. And the Cobra comes in.
To the towel.
And would you care to tell everybody what was on?
First off, I was not in a towel.
Smoking a pipe.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike. I see you're here. Watching television.
Oh. I have a pizza.
And some oil.
He was watching the Lawrence Welk show. And I sat down and immediately realized that it was said Lawrence Welk show. And the first thing I asked him was like, what are you doing, man? What are you watching? And what it was,
doing,
Danny.
Man? Hey, Snake, what are you doing, man?
What it was, Danny, was it was an act on the Lawrence Welk show of like four people tap dancing, I think it was.
Yes.
And not like, you know, Gregory Hines tap dancing. This is the lamest, whitest, just bad entertainment, low-grade, entertainment.
This was a rerun from the 70s.
Okay,
obviously.
So what? They don't make any new ones anymore.
Yeah, if they do, we've really got a story on our hands.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, man, this is awful.
Suck it.
Mike, we disagree on a TV show, okay?
Stop playing that, please.
Nope.
God.
Nope.
So I'm sitting there going, man, this show ran, and I'm farting around on the LawrenceWelkShow.com or the WelkShow.com, and it aired in 1955, first aired in 55, and it ran for 27 years, and it's been in syndication on PBS ever since then. I'm like, man, what was the allure of this? And I know a lot of old people watched it. Like, you know, my grandpa watched. I remember as a kid, my grandpa would watch it.
Right.
My parents never watched it. Never. They were too young. And my parents are pushing 70 right now. They were too young to watch that show. It's people that are, mostly the people who watched it are dead or, you know, pushing it. It's really not good entertainment.
And well, my parents did watch it. My grandparents watched it.
Exactly.
In fact, it was such a stop down in my house that not only would there be, would watching it take place, but commentary after every act would ensue.
From who? Your dad?
Well, from him or from my mom.
Now, did he like...
Or my grandparents.
Did he like Lawrence Welk better than Ed Sullivan?
Yep. Yeah, he thought Lawrence Welk had a little bit more than Ed Sullivan.
This is the Lawrence Welk mission statement. Easy listening music, which he referred to as champagne music, and
yep,
a family of wholesome musicians, singers, and dancers.
Right. That's what they were called. Lawrence Welk and the Champagne Music Makers.
It's boring.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to be like, you know, Mr. Party, Gen X, gotta have full throttle Nirvana cranking at all times. You know, with a keg in the corner of the room and a stripper on the other side of the room entertaining me.
Hey, I'm gonna bang you, bitch.
God.
I don't need that for entertainment. I'm a simpleton.
Yes, you do, too.
My favorite TV show of all time is The Andy Griffith Show, without question. So that's as wholesome as you can get. Yet, it's entertaining. It's well-written, and they had great characters. This show sucks.
Well, you didn't appreciate what was going on the Lawrence Welk show?
No. It was terrible. I mean, like, embarrassing. That show would last, not only would it last less than one show, it would be cut off in after 10 minutes. It'd never make
it. 4 minutes.
He's right. It's awful. You know what I think it is, or was though that age group of people, when this came on in 1955, this is when Elvis was rolling around.
Right.
And this is when the country started kind of seeing things change just a little bit socially.
So you think that was that generation circling the wagons against Elvis?
There is no question. This was their rebellion against Elvis. And as the show continued, the Beatles and the Stones and the women's lib movement and...
I don't see what's so bad about it.
And the... stop it! And, you know, the race problems that were going on, the integration... This was what these people thought America should be like. Bad entertainment.
I've
bad
actually
singers,
seen...
bad dancers, bad musicians.
They are not.
No, his band is pretty kick-ass.
All right, I'll give you that.
The orchestra?
Yeah.
That's good.
Those guys can all play.
And I gotta
tell you.
You just have such
a limited scope of musical appreciation,
no,
Cobra.
It's not music, Mike.
It is. Of course it is. Uh-huh.
No, I'm not saying it's not all music. It was those dancers. You think that was good? No, don't lie to me now.
I don't think it was that bad.
He is such a liar, man.
I know,
it makes me sick. He wouldn't know. He just flew.
All right. I will give you that. I wasn't that much into the dancing, okay?
Okay.
And when the guy and girl team up to sing Release Me, very cheesy.
All I know is you didn't watch this in the 60s. You didn't stop down for the Lawrence Welk show when you were in high school.
Well, of course I did.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were into it, so therefore I want just to see what's going on there.
I'm interested from a historical perspective to see how bad things were. You know, at a certain time, like if you go back and watch episodes of Carter Country... or bad sitcoms, or Laverne and Shirley, or Happy Days, you realize they were bad. But I loved them then, but now, but those really, they copy them and they still copy them. I mean, those, who were looking for the alternative to what America was becoming.
Different forms. You standards. You've got to start
shut
into jazz.
Up. No, I don't want to do that.
Your scope is very limited.
Like,
well, that's for
90. Thank you.
Being forced to watch this show when I was
yes.
a kid, because I have older parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a stop down. I remember being a young kid and having to fight through the freaking Lawrence Welk show with
yeah.
the bubbles and up next, some plate spinners. I mean, they had plate spinners on there.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Ed Sullivan had plate spinners.
No, Lawrence Welk had them too.
With campy clown music
oh, yeah.
show.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was
Dance of the Sabres.
It was poor entertainment. The Lemon
so
Sisters
bad.
And the Aldrich Sisters.
The Dance of
the
Seven
Sisters.
And Joe Feeney and Jim Turner and Tanya Welk.
What?
Yeah, I'm reading names.
He's reading
of people.
Names off the website.
Yeah. Just bad, man.
I just felt like it was just old people entertainment.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, I'll give you that. It was
well,
old people
why is
entertainment.
It in syndication now?
Because there's
the
still people
it?
Hanging on to it. There's still those few
well,
people who consider this high-level entertainment.
I don't know if it's shown in Dallas. It may not be.
I've seen it on in Dallas.
It is? Oh,
yeah. You can. I mean, you can find it occasionally. If you're through Channel 3. What, Greg?
The people who raised this never... the change of Western culture, which came around in the early 60s and has basically stayed here. We've never gone back to the wholesome living of the 40s and 50s.
We need to.
Well... Maybe
no,
so.
Sinning's too much fun.
But these people wanted America to be this way. And long, I think I'm right on track in a second.
What's going on there? Instead, you're comparing it.
Miko, Widespread would never do this,
yeah,
man.
Screw you, Welk.
Yeah. I mean,
24 hours.
Get over here. Hey, you, bitch.
Old people were. Gosh. Stop playing that.
We're going to get in so much trouble.
I think everyone my age, Danny, Kevin, Rob, Catlin's out here, I think they would all agree that this is pathetic.
It's just
as
not
far as entertaining.
Yeah, it's not entertaining, but you got to think of the choices you had back then. It was pretty limited.
Hey, Lucy was entertaining.
It's just Muzak for TV. I mean, Rod, asking him to listen to Rod Stewart and the classics is one thing, but Lawrence Welk, it's not even a genre. It's just time killer on TV. It's nothing.
It is. That's what it is. It's filler. It lasted for 27 years.
Okay, well, I agree with all that. I was watching it for basically two reasons. Number one...
To piss me off.
No, because I hadn't watched it in a long, long time, and I just wanted to, you know, see what was up with it.
You're a liar. I walked in, I looked at it, I said, get it off the Welk Show, and you kept it there.
Yes.
You probably just put it there.
Yes, because I was interested in watching what the band was doing and just watching how they played and... And, you know,
the band wasn't on. It was three sows tap dancing.
All right, but still, you know, the band was about to come on, and I was interested in seeing if they were any good, if those guys had anything.
Did your grandparents watch this? Yeah, I mean, it was a total stop. I'm just thinking, looking at my grandpa going, dude, you were better than this. Hey! Yeah, I don't want to deprive my grandpa of what he likes, but...
Okay, well, don't deprive me of what I like.
You don't like this.
I do too.
Never did. No, you don't.
Sure I do.
I'd like to call your wife right now and ask her if the Lawrence Welk Show has ever been on in your household. I guarantee you it hasn't. She would laugh at that. She would God Michael you for lying.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, you know, I don't think necessarily it was filler. I think it was more like the polka and stuff like that he liked to do. And plus, my grandparents are from Waco, and that was on all the time. It has to do with where you live and where you grew up. I mean,
and how old are you?
And how old are you?
I'm your age.
35?
Hey. No, not that yet.
Okay, well, you're right around there, though. So you realize it's a poor form of entertainment, though.
Well, I think I attribute it to the big beehive-wearing older lady in the wig shop kind of thing.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not such a bad thing.
Well, no, I didn't say that was a bad thing, but he did a lot of polka music, too. He did a lot of polka music as opposed to, you know, just the regular filler. It wasn't even big band stuff. It was, like, mostly the polka and the group dancing.
Right. Bad. By the way, what'd you eat today?
What did I eat?
Yeah.
I have a cold. It's snowing in Texas, unbeknownst to where you guys are.
Huh. You sure are gassy.
Yeah, for having a cold.
No, it's weird.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that either.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry they've insulted you in this way, sweetheart.
That's okay. I'm a big Petty Seth fan. I understand how it goes.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Come see the band, okay?
You guys play fart drops on stage?
We've been known to.
That's a cold in a weird place.
It is.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, man. Hey, do you guys remember the Cowboy Weaver show?
The Hammer.
Cowboy Weaver?
It was on right before Lawrence Welk and Hee Haw.
Barely.
It was the biggest whip in the world. Come on, it was filmed like on my elementary school stage. Anyway.
Thanks for the update.
Keep going.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Vaginal flash, born.
Diarrhea, okay. Bitch.
Love you.
One more.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys haven't mentioned Liberace.
Was he on there?
We're not talking about him. We're talking about Lawrence Welk.
No.
I'm looking for somebody to support my Lawrence Welk position here.
You're not finding anyone.
But it's not that bad.
He's in a 6 foot under position.
We know that.
Isn't Screenless fun?
Kick it.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike. I support your Lawrence Welk position. And what I want to know is, Corby, why is it important that there's this that you need to be the arbiter of what's good and what's bad.
Because he's the snake.
I'm not the arbiter. I'm just stating my opinion.
He's got to have Nirvana blaring 24 hours a day.
This is my scenario, not yours. It's mine.
When you walk through a museum, do you just look at this and, you know, you say, this is good and this is bad? And
God,
I
hate people. Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, because that's my right as a human, is to judge things.
Why?
What you can appreciate and then leave the bagging off of Lawrence Welk.
Why?
Why do you have to be so judgmental
about
things?
He doesn't like Lawrence Welk either. He's
yes, he does,
to get,
too.
No, he does.
Yes, he does, too.
You do not.
I think it's you he doesn't like.
You're good. You found one.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Reiner on this one. I remember I was born in 54, so I'm 50, and we stopped down at the pit. My parents never watched it, but go over to my aunts and uncles, and they always watched it.
Hey, man.
But I'd have to stop, you know, I'd have to stop down on it and watch it.
And you think that's quality entertainment?
Oh, no. You'll have to stop down on it and watch it and just to see what it is, you know.
I think he should get on the air and say stop down a few times.
No.
All right, that's Lawrence Welk talk for today.
We'll continue it every day this year.
Yes, we will. A segment of Lawrence Welk talk every day. Next time we go through all the members of the band, including Johnny Klein on drums and Myron Florin on accordion.
Oh, Mike.
Community Quick Hits are next.
Right.